Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. My beloved, today we have the halfway midway before the hour day of resurrection and the hour day of the coming down of the Holy Spirit. And today we are celebrating, of course, also Saint George, the great martyr, Saint George. Is celebrated, my beloved. We have to learn that what the Lord said when he went into the synagogue, he said that those who are thirsty, those who are thirsty, come and I will quench your thirst. And of course he didn't mean about the water, he meant about the truth and knowledge, the knowledge of the truth, about finding the Lord and finding the love through which we can be saved. For he is the Son of God. God so loved mankind that he sent his only begotten Son to the world so that he would pay for our sins and so that he will be able to lead us to salvation, because he does that by quenching all our needs. And of course he, as you know, he had offered to us and is offering to us his body and blood so that we will be reborn and so that we will be purified and so that we'll be able to go to the kingdom of heaven and to be with our Lord and with the holy angels, Mother of God, and all the angels, archangels, and all the heavenly dwellers, my beloved. Let's work on it more and remember that the thirst that we have, when we're thirsty, we want so much, we want to drink, we absolutely start to look where we can find the water or something to quench our thirst. Well, we have to have the thirst for the kingdom of heaven, for the truth and for the love. So we have to go and search for the Lord. But what do we do? Too many times we're just too busy with everything else and we forget about our Lord, and we forget that he is the only one who can give us the truth and the love, and he is the only one who can bring us to his Father and to the kingdom of heaven so that we'll be able to rejoice forever. My beloved, let's work harder on it so that we will acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and the Messiah that was promised, that he will save the mankind from the evil one, and for he has taken our sins upon himself and paid the debt to the Father for it. And all he's looking for us is to repent, to have an aversion to the sin and not to want to commit the sins again. And those sins that we have committed, he is willing to forgive us if we have true repentance. And a true repentance will mean that we will not commit that sin again. And even if we have to be tortured, or even if we have to die so that we won't commit the sin, we will do that. That's a true repentance, because we have aversion to this sin. First we were enticed by the demons into committing the sin, and now we recognize that it was a sin, and that our Lord Jesus Christ had taken the sin upon himself and paid our debts for it, and he suffered so much for it, and we feel so sorry for him that we have caused him all this suffering and trouble, and we don't want to ever commit that sin again. May God help all of us to recognize that and to actually start to really draw to the Lord and look for him, and not to want to be ever separated from him, neither here on earth, and of course then to be with him in heaven. May God bless you all. Christ is risen. Amen.